This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
We have quite the show prepared for tonight. The Health and Wellness Conference being held in Atlanta November 8th through 11th is providing us many of their speakers to come on as guests. In the second hour, we're going to have Dr. Richard Maurer to talk about thyroid and metabolism. The thyroid epidemic in this country is a huge one. And we need to do our due diligence taking a look at the thyroid, its role in our health, our general well-being, and so on and so forth. We talk about the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And you might find this interesting. The number two best-selling drug is Synthroid. What's Synthroid? Well, it's a medication to help with hypoactive thyroidism. And it doesn't work. And we'll explain why it doesn't work and so much more in the second hour of tonight's show with Dr. Richard Maurer. So that should be great. I want to go over some news in this first segment, and then I'll tell you what else we're going to be doing tonight. McDonald's new dollar menu goes up to $5. Oops. Some items are $1, some items are $2, some items are, well, now $5. That dollar just doesn't go as far as it used to. Now, you would never want to spend it at McDonald's, don't get me wrong. I use this as a example to show the inflation that's taking place. But there you go. The dollar menu. The quote, dollar menu, well, it's not just $1 anymore. They should call it the dollars menu. What a joke. Bitcoin's biggest exchange is now in China. Yeah, interesting story here. The price of Bitcoins today tops $200. And China is now not only the number two downloader of Bitcoin software globally, it also hosts the world's most active exchange. The exchange is called BTC China. And according to Wired magazine, Wired, is it a magazine, newspaper, I don't know, Wired, you know, Wired. Well, now that accounts for 33% of Bitcoin trades compared to 23% at Matt Gox, come from the BTC China, their exchange. Very interesting. Rethink 9/11 confronts the New York Times, as they should. Of course, I confronted Noam Chomsky with essentially the Rethink 9/11 message. Rethink911.org. Well, they've decided to take a small billboard right in front of the New York Times building. Strategic placement. So good for them. I'm glad they're taking it to the streets with signs and information. You might say, Bob, it's 12 years later, 11 years later. What is it? 12 years now, nearly? What are these signs really accomplishing? Well, I got news for you. The fact is, a lot of people out there just have not been exposed to this information. They watch Dancing with the Stars, and they keep themselves in their bubble, in their box, in their paradigm. Not really branching out to look at things beyond that, and they've marginalized anybody who discusses it with whispers. Hey, you know about Billy. Those are just conspiracy theories. So to present these messages in the way that they're doing it, I think it's good. Whether you agree with their entire organization and their premise or not. At the very least, it's opening some doors. So that's great. Let's see, what else I got on my stack here? 700 IRS contract workers. Oh, 5.4 million in back taxes. Oops. Gotta get a kick out of this story. More than half of those workers are supposed to be ineligible to do work for the IRS because they are not enrolled in installment plans to pay the taxes they owe. 700 IRS contract workers owe 5.4 million in back taxes. I guess there's a double standard. No. The IRS with a double standard? Considering the basic premise of the income tax is a fraud, that could never be. So there you go, case of hypocrisy. And don't forget, the IRS is, well, controlling Obamacare. Or I promise I wouldn't call it that. Soterocare. Brought to you by BS and the IRS. A new report shows the U.S. spent $3.7 trillion on welfare over the last 5 years. And we've talked about this a bit in the shows in the last couple of weeks with the discussion coming up as to what's going to happen if food stamps are cut back, if entitlement programs are abolished. What's going to happen? How are people going to react? Well, the new research from the Republicans on the Senate Budget Committee shows that over the last 5 years, again, $3.7 trillion with a T has been spent on welfare. And in some regards, I don't have a problem with that. No, I'm not a fan of the nanny state. I'm not a fan of entitlement. I don't like the way in which the funds are allocated for welfare. I don't like having the mafia group known as the IRS pointing a gun at my money to give it to some schmuck, or for that matter, to somebody in dire need. Because those in dire need, in genuine dire need, should have that money, should have those resources. Forget money, because as you know, money in today's context is debt. It's fractional reserve federal notes that are not so federal. But put the whole money thing aside, people in need should have resources allocated to them. Yeah, that's fair enough. But it should be done in a voluntary fashion. I'm a bit of a voluntarist when it comes to this. I think that's a pretty fair position. It's not disregarding those that need help. It's not being a curmudgeon in that regard. No, it's pretty straightforward. So that $3.7 trillion being spent, rather than having it coupled with the overwhelming amount of expenditures we have with our military-industrial complex, with our prison-industrial complex. Could you imagine if we allocated some of the resources to this instead of digging ourselves in holes that are being dug further and further and further? This is crazy, folks. This is absolutely crazy, but it is a symptom. The root cause here, that's what we need to go after. And that root cause is our banking system. The group of families controlling money, controlling resources as a result, and controlling you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Can we just let that song play for a little bit longer, Mr. Producer? Geez, you cut it when it was just getting good. What do I hear an echo? Oh, it's because you're talking to me. Don't apologize. Just get your act together, man. Just kidding, of course. Don't mock me. If only you guys could hear the producer in my ear. He says some of the nastiest things to me while I'm trying to do the broadcast. You ought to make your mic hot for the listeners as well. Can you do that? No. Are you afraid to do that? He's not going to do it. Why is that? Are you afraid to come on air?
All right, now my mic is hot.
Your mic is hot right now.
Yes, it is totally.
The listeners can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, jeez, what was that horrid feedback? All right, put your mic back down. Jeez, nobody wants to hear you. Okay, we have a lot of fun here doing this show, and I thank you for tuning in. Listen to this. A console. If I can speak right here. Mr. Producer, you just want to do the rest of the show for me instead? Now that you've come on air for a total of 5 seconds, you got this? All right. A concealed carry pastor spares assailant while thwarting the robbery. Not only does this preacher pack heat, but he packs a lot of love for his fellow man. This is a great story, a story out of Evansville. Where's Evansville? Indiana? I want to say Indiana.
First told you about last night, a local pastor pulls a gun on a man authorities say was trying to rob a clerk at a local Dollar General store. That pastor was able to hold that man until authorities arrived on scene. New at 5 o'clock tonight, Gabrielle Shirley in our interactive center right now with a story you'll only see here on 14 News. Gabby?
Brandon, that pastor's name is Carl Sanders, and he says he was simply...
Wait a second. His name was Colonel Sanders? Did they just say that pastor's name was Colonel Sanders? He's a pastor of fried chicken. All right, Carl Sanders. I'm sorry, Carl Sanders. I thought he said Colonel Sanders. Listen to this, folks. This is another Second Amendment victory, in my mind, another reason why the good guys, the pastors, want to have the weapons.
In the right place at the right time. Just doing God's will. Sanders tells me he went to the Dollar General store on Lincoln Avenue for a Gatorade. But what he got? Well, people are now calling him a hero. Sanders says he noticed that the store was quiet when he pulled up. And when he walked in, he saw why. There was a holdup in progress. The suspect, Jermaine Marshall, turned to Sanders and threatened him with something that looked like a weapon. And that's when Sanders pulled out his own firearm.
I told him, don't move. Put your face down the ground. Don't even look at me right now. And I just told him this is out of love.
Sanders says he plans on visiting Marshall sometime soon. Hear more from him tonight on 14 News at 10. Live in the Interactive Center, Gabrielle Shirley, 14 News.
All right. Thank you, Gabriella. Cool story. And he does it out of love. There you go, all you anti-Second Amendment folks. How about that? For those of you who think that gun owners are simply crazy, nasty people, you think they're all a bunch of curmudgeons. Well, no, they're doing it out of love. They're doing it from a place of really caring about things. Not because they're trigger happy. Not because they want to go around shooting up people. Finding an excuse to shoot somebody down. No, they're doing it from a place of love. Well, we've heard a lot of Hollywood actors and actresses come out on some pretty crazy things. One of the big things is gun control. After Sandy Hook, they all did their little video. Oh, this is... what are some of the people that are in Hollywood that come to mind? What's the girl from Me, Myself, and Irene? The blonde? What's her name? Not Renee Zellweger. It's not who I'm thinking of. Cameron Diaz. Wasn't she in that movie? I don't know. I'm exposing myself as the out-of-touch guy when it comes to that kind of thing. I am. But we've seen the videos, hey, come after gun control and blah, blah, blah. Well, a new video has celebs telling the government to stop watching us. Hey, I got to give them credit on this one. We give these celebrities, which means nothing in my eyes, okay? In fact, I'm pretty hard on them. Because if they use their voices just to get a paycheck and neglect their platforms to speak out, I consider that to be the ultimate insult to this planet, to humanity. And I got a story of meeting with a celebrity of sorts. Many of you probably know who he is, and I might share that. But listen to this video. This is pretty cool. Celebs tell the government to stop watching us.
Revelations that have emerged in the past few months from whistleblower Edward Snowden and others
have painted a disturbing picture of widespread, suspicionless surveillance Ellsberg, of American Donahue. Citizens.
We got a wake-up call just recently.
NSA snooping includes the interception and collection of call detail records and internet traffic,
including audio, video, photographs, documents, chat logs, and emails.
Every American is at risk for getting caught up in the NSA.
Oliver Stone.
Including average citizens not suspected of a call.
John Cusack.
We have also learned of the large-scale collaboration with telecom giants, internet companies, and service providers.
Will Heaton.
Some concerned email providers have chosen to
Molly Crabapple
rather than cave to government
don't know who she is.
To hand over their users' data.
We've been misled.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
Liar.
We've seen this story before.
We've had too much secrecy in this country. It has corrupted the government.
And we decided it was wrong.
It was wrong then, and it's wrong now.
This is a fearful situation. The American people, one of the basic rights is the right to privacy.
Unrestrained, illegal, secret intimidation and harassment of the essential ability of Americans to participate freely in American political life shall never happen again.
Nixon's crimes predated widespread internet use by decades.
The tools for surveillance have never been more powerful, and the threat to our civil liberties has never been greater.
Edward Snowden was not the first. I represent six NSA whistleblowers who are being charged with espionage for telling the truth.
We truly, as a nation, are at a crossroads.
I became aware they were sweeping up everybody's data indiscriminately.
What I was eyewitness to was the subversion of the Constitution. And that was when the hair on the back of my neck went up. And so I became a whistleblower.
This is our information.
This is our information.
This is our information.
This is our information.
It is the digital archive of our lives.
Texts of our chats with our family.
The backbone of everything that we care for, our humanitarian causes and things that we fight for.
It is everything you use the internet for.
Hey, a pretty good piece there. I like it. Good stuff. It goes on. You can watch the full piece on YouTube. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right.
I'll say. It's open until the end of this hour. Next hour, we're going to have Dr. Richard Maurer on to talk about the thyroid and the metabolism connected to the thyroid. And it's an epidemic. Thyroid disease is a huge epidemic in our country today. We'll discuss the causes and, more importantly, what you can do about it, how you can protect yourself, and I think that ultimately is the main purpose of the show, to discuss the problems and then at some point trying to segue into what it is we can do about them. Check this out. Civilian
today, New York Times had an excellent piece about drone strikes. They talked about Miram Shots, a frontier Pakistani town in the north of Pakistan, and it's a case study in how drone strikes can go wrong. There's been 13 drone strikes specifically in the town and 25 in adjoining districts, and it has led to an absolute mess. Now, look, what kind of place is it? Well, it's a place like many in northern Pakistan where the people, the citizens, the civilians are caught between us and the Taliban, and there are no good alternatives. For example, the army, the Pakistani army, working in collaboration with us, turns off the cell phone networks because they don't want the Taliban to cooperate and to be able to use their cell phones. But then the people are restricted. They can't talk to the outside world. There's a lot of civilians who live there, obviously, right? And then the Taliban turns off the internet in the internet cafes because they're worried that the young guys are watching racy material, including porn. Which, of course, they are, because they're like everybody else. They're human beings. You know what's the most common thing you see kids wearing in this town in northern Pakistan? Jerseys of Manchester's United. Manchester's. Manchester United. That's because they're playing soccer. They love soccer. They see Manchester United on television. So they're like kids anywhere else in the world. Of course, right? But they have concerns that are not like everybody else's. That's partly because of the Taliban, as I explained. And look, there's parts of town that have been taken over by Uzbeki militants. There's a lot of people that flow through the area. Yes, there's clearly Taliban in the area as well. Sometimes they even direct traffic. But there's also the threat of the constant drones above their heads, and they don't know when they're going to strike and who they're going to strike. And oftentimes they get it completely wrong. Now, back in May, President Obama gave a speech, and he said for the first time that perhaps that they don't always get it right. Now, in the past, they had said outrageous things like that a single civilian had not been killed by drone strikes. That's what Brennan had said. He's now the head of the CIA. That's unbelievable. Now, they finally had to amend and say, okay, perhaps a couple of civilians had been killed. And then Obama in that speech said that the civilian deaths from drone strikes will haunt him and others in the chain of command for as long as they shall live. Now, do you really believe that? Well, if they really haunted them, why did they continue to do indiscriminate drone strikes that also kill civilians? So let me give you examples. And by the way, before I do, let me give you a quote from President Obama. He said, now, quote, there must be near certainty that no civilians will be killed or injured. Number one, shouldn't that have been the standard all along? Okay, and number two, is that really the case? Well, there's a new Amnesty International report out, and as the New York Times explains, it examines 45 known strikes in northern Waziristan between January 2012 and August 2013, so that's very recent, and asserts that in several cases, drones killed civilians indiscriminately. Now, if you really care about making sure the civilians don't die and that they haunt you, you wouldn't really kill them indiscriminately. And look, this particular article doesn't talk about it, but we've talked about it on the show oftentimes. The reason the strikes are indiscriminate is because some of them are what's called signature strikes, where we literally do not know who we're killing. Wait till you find out at the end of this story who some of those people are. So, Nazir Gill is a shopkeeper in this town of Miram Shah, and he says, the drones are like the angels of death. Only they know when and where they will strike. Now, we're supposed to be the good guys. Now, we get it if they're terrorized by the Taliban or Al-Qaeda in their town. They're not also supposed to be terrorized by us. New York Times continues. A new Amnesty International investigation had found, among other points, that at least 19 civilians in the surrounding area of North Waziristan had been killed in just two of the drone attacks since January of 2012, a time when the Obama administration has held that strikes have been increasingly accurate and free of mistakes. So 19, not militants, civilians killed in just two of those strikes. So when they tell you, oh, no, these are very targeted, and we know what we're doing, they're lying to you. Some of them are targeted, some of them are, I don't know, there's some activity below. Let's just shoot it just in case. So New York Times explains that the drones have hit a bakery, a disused girls' school, and a money changer's market, the residents say. So I don't believe a bakery is a dangerous place. Now, look, it could be that there was evidence that, oh, my God, all of the top Al-Qaeda leaders had met in a bakery. But there is no such evidence, right? There's evidence to the contrary that, as Amnesty International is pointing out, we oftentimes kill civilians. Well, that also has a secondary effect that the Times explains. The constant presence of circling drones and accompanying tension over when or whom they will strike is a crushing psychological burden for many residents. And this is something that's been described over and over. If you watch any of the Brave New Foundation work on this, first of all, we've shown you some of their work and the dead kids from the area. That's just unbelievable, and it makes you so sad for what we have done. But the second thing they emphasize is, like, six-year-old kids that won't go back in their house in the middle of the night when they hear a drone because they know the drones hit the houses. And one dad trying to talk his kid out of a tree, he's a six-year-old, and the kid says, no, I don't want to die, like he's seen his neighbors die. So now we go to the two cases recently of people who've been hit by drone strikes. Well, one of them was a 14-year-old boy who was killed near the Afghan border. That was in July of 2012. And another one was a 68-year-old woman named Mamana Bibi. What was her big crime? Well, she was picking vegetables in a field. Now, if they really knew what they were doing, would they really use a drone strike on a 68-year-old woman clearly not related to the Taliban or Al-Qaeda in any way, shape, or form in the middle of picking vegetables? They don't know what they're doing. I recently interviewed someone who used to be a CIA spy, Lindsay Moran, and she explained to me that the CIA is filled with regular folks that you would see in any job. Oftentimes, they might be smart and competent, and oftentimes, they're lazy and incompetent. So instead of getting good intelligence on who the actual Al-Qaeda or Taliban leaders are, they go, I don't know, there's someone playing with the ground there. Maybe they're planting a bomb. Maybe they're a 68-year-old woman planting tomatoes. I don't care. Kill them, and we'll put them up on the board as something we accomplished. Well, congratulations. You accomplished killing this 68-year-old grandmother. Mustafa Kadri, he's a reporter actually for Amnesty International, says the killing of Mamana Bibi appears to be a clear case of extrajudicial execution. It's extremely difficult to see how she could have been mistaken for a militant, let alone an imminent threat to the U.S. Think about that, man. They say that they only kill people who are imminent threats to the U.S. What were her tomatoes going to do to us? They're lying. Get it through your head. This is what drives me crazy about the media in America today. They believe what the government says until it is overwhelmingly disproved. No, you're supposed to be the watchdog of the government. You're not supposed to just take what they say at face value. Look, we're going to get to hear from Bibi's son, Rafiq Ur Rahman, is actually going to come to the United States. Again, Brave New Foundation has done terrific work on exposing all that's happened in northern Pakistan here. And he's going to testify, and we're going to actually hear from actual civilians on the ground as to what those drone strikes are doing. Not only killing civilians, but turning whole sets of populations against us. What's the point of that? Well, if you're part of the military-industrial complex, maybe the point of that is more war, more hostility. If that's the point, unfortunately, mission accomplished.
They know what they're doing. I don't get this gesture, this thought, rather, that they don't know what they're doing, and therefore they're killing people. No, they know what they're doing. And if they don't know what they're doing, then they know that they don't know what they're doing. It's sick. It really is. But most Americans, most people in the world, don't care. If they were to have this happen to them and their families and their neighbors, they might care. But because it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And that is a very dangerous, dangerous mindset. We'll take your calls next segment. Feel free to jump on board. We got open lines. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Dr. Mao, we're coming on next hour. You're not going to want to miss that. And then Steve Starr is running shotgun with us for the last hour of tonight's show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alrighty, we're going to squeeze in some phone calls this segment before we get to our guest next hour, Dr. Richard Maurer, to talk about the thyroid. Looking forward to that discussion. I have a few lines open if you want to squeeze in here. Feel free to call us toll-free. Get out your crayon, write down this number. I'm going to tell it to you twice here, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. 9443. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to mention, if you can, please donate to the show. We don't have any sponsors. If you want to sponsor the show, by all means, contact me. I'd love to have you. But if you have some Federal Reserve notes to spare, and you support what we do, and you see value in what we do here on the show, 5 nights a week, 3 hours a day. Go to the website, bobtuskin.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family tab. It's really easy to use. It's not PayPal. It's much more secure and less fees. That's bobtuskin.com. I appreciate all the help. Thanks in advance. Let's talk to Kent in West Virginia. Hi there, Kent.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, the story about the types of people working in the CIA, you know, some are competent and some are lazy, really, I can tell you that's true. When I was young, when I was about 19, I guess, I made a very... I'm originally from down around Washington, you know, and I used to drive by the CIA headquarters all the time, you know. But I made the mistake of taking a job. I worked for Amtrak, taking a job where I worked for a guy who'd been ex-CIA. And this was a real scumbag. And I took the job, you know, to me, I was just 19. Oh, it's just a job, you know. So it took a long time to get the job. You know, I guess I probably had security clearances I didn't need because I only had the job for 7 months. I walked in the first, you know, you walk into a job and you think, well, what am I going to do? Where do I sit? What do you want me to do? And the first thing this degenerate said to me is, I'm lazy and I want everything done for me. And it went downhill from there. And, he was a jerk. And I found out later that, there was a guy named James Schlesinger. You may remember it. You may recognize the name. Back in the era of President Ford, he held a number of high ranking. He was first Secretary of Energy. He was head of the CIA. And I read an article about him and, you know, kind of a puff piece in the Washington Post. And he said that when he took over the CIA, essentially the gist of it is that they had all these clowns. He said they were basically clowns three deep in the aisles telling old war stories, you know, from the Second World War. And he sacked a bunch of them. And this guy that I worked for was one of the guys that got the sack, and somehow he'd conned his way into a job, and I made a mistake working for him. So that's exactly right. You got a bunch of clowns working, and you got a lot of decent people, too. I've met some of them, you know, a few of them, but you got some clowns in there, too.
Well, we have this sexy James Bond image of CIA agents in our mind, and it's just not the case oftentimes.
This guy, he would slouch around the aisle like in sort of an ape-like posture, and he would sit there, believe it or not, he would sit slouched in his chair, and he smoked these cigarettes, these Camel cigarettes, and he'd get about an inch and a half worth of ash, and the ash would fall all over his clothes, you know, and he'd sit there and with his hands and sort of brush the ash off.
Gee, sounds like a real mess.
Oh, he was a jerk, you know, and he sat there and bragged about how his daughter had a full stipend at Harvard, you know, and all this garbage. What she had done, she had, of course, he had been stationed in Taiwan, and she had, you know, she had used that, pretending to be studying Chinese or something. Of course, that gives her a great entree in places like Harvard, you know, I mean, she lived there and everything, you know, and then she changed her curriculum and everything. So he was a con job, and whole family was cut. That's what you're up against down there in Washington.
And if he was given an order that was unconstitutional, that was immoral, would he think twice about following through with that order?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I didn't associate with him too much, but I was in the company at one time, and there was another guy there, and I said, well, that's illegal, isn't it? And they just rolled on the floor laughing. You know? I said, that's illegal, isn't it? So they just broke up laughing like,
oh, they don't care.
No, they don't care.
What was this job?
Sorry?
What was the job all about?
Well, I was studying accounting, and I went in to apply for an accounting job, you know, and they said, well, we've got this, he was doing loss prevention, like watching ticket transactions and everything. He had investigators riding the trains, and my job was to go around and go into the accounting department and check on the transactions, find the receipts and verify them and everything. And, what it was is I didn't realize that he had gotten an increase in the budget for one extra person, and I was it. And I got into this job, and there wasn't any work, which, of course, now when I was, you know, my age now, that sounds great. But when I was 19, I was kind of anxious for, you know, I was pretty ambitious and everything, you know. And I wanted to work and make an, you know, and I didn't want to work for this clown, you know. And so, of course, me studying accounting, the first thing I said, my God, you know, I mean, they're going to figure out that this is a waste of, you know, so it was, it was a very bad experience.
Interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Ken. Very good anecdotal information there. I appreciate that. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, guys. Great program. And I had the opportunity.
Yeah. Fred, it's not a program. Yeah.
It's a broadcast.
No, it's an unprogram. We don't program like the rest do.
All right. Hey, you got to get your, you know what, you for your theme lighting, get the Uncola. Remember the Uncola light bulb?
I like that.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, Mark Lane, author of The Last Word most recently, declared in an interview that we do not need this information, this intelligence, national security apparatus any more than we need collectively two holes in our heads. So I'm wondering who funds the CIA? Do they have a comprehensive annual plan? I just heard, you know, Walter Burian with Clint Richardson. So, gee, wouldn't it be just peachy to get a real microscopic examination of the CIA's CAFR? And I'm wondering to whom are they accountable? And did we really get a good return on the investment? And last but not least, Karen Hudis, of the World Bank, she's an attorney. She and a number of her colleagues have gone rogue and are disclosing the facts on that. She said at the Bank of Hawaii alone, and there's multiple other locations, 170,000 metric tons of gold bullion, which she said, according to her documents, belongs to us. So I wish you guys would interview her sometime. Karen Hudes, K-A-H-U-D-E-S, I think, yeah, .net.
Hey, Fred?
Yeah, man.
You got some homework, man.
Yeah, I know. I'll see if
I want to hear an answer to your own question, and I want you to call back.
All right, I'll do that.
Tell me about the nature of the CIA's funding. I want to know about their CAFR.
Yeah,
I want to know about all that, and I want you to call back. All right, man?
I will, dude.
All right. Just call up the Bob Tuscan Show, dude, and not have, a plan of action here and ask those tough questions. I don't have the answer to them.
Well, you're right.
So I'd love for you to look into it and get back to us.
And
I appreciate it.
I'm going to organize a study group on that basis, and we'll report to you regularly.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do it all. We all need to be a part of this, man, you know?
Yeah, no. Greater words of wisdom ever spoken, bro. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Fred. Take care. All right. That does it for us this hour. But don't worry. Next hour, I got a very compelling guest I want to introduce you all to. You might not have heard him before. If you have, then you're pretty darn informed. Dr. Richard Maurer. Coming on to talk about the thyroid. All right. That sounds boring, Bob. Who cares about the thyroid? Why is that such a important topic? Well, thyroid disease is a huge epidemic in this country. There are all sorts of ins and outs to this thyroid topic that I think you're going to be absolutely amazed with the research and information provided by Dr. Richard Maurer. He doesn't only have an insight, or many insights for that matter, as to what the problem is with our thyroid, but he also offers powerful holistic solutions. And we'll get to that in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial